come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey, hey everybody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a special episode of Knockout Radio. As you know, if you tuned in Tuesday and Wednesday, and today we are broadcasting live from Media Row at Super Bowl 56, where Randy Harris is in attendance live with special co-host Leslie. And let's check in, see what's going on over there, the left coast.
That was almost a very good job, Matt.
Except you forgot my last name. But it was 99%. I don't know.
I feel like I'm talking to myself. But we are live. There she is. Hi, Leslie.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm amazing.
How are things back home?
Things are great back home. Yeah.
I'm very impressed. You kicked that off really, really well. I'm going to throw a little addition to that. I and we want to thank King and the Cop, who have joined the Tantalk Radio Network. They started last week, and they gave up their time all week this week to us so that we could broadcast live from out here. So big ups to Mike and Tommy and Jim. And you'll get to know more about them daily. We're going to do, this is going to be earth-shattering news that I'm about to say to you, Matthew.
Okay.
We are going to be doing things with another radio show.
Okay.
We're going to be working together with the King and the Cop. They're going to do some stuff with us. We're going to do stuff with them. And it's going to be really cool and a lot of fun. So
it's awesome.
No surprise that our 11 o'clock guest is not here yet.
Okay.
It happens.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
They're on LA time. And, even though we're on LA time right now, too. Yeah, they're on LA.
They're on Brazilian time. Brazilian time, you show up pretty much whenever you show up. So I just heard at the top of the hour the news with the MLB lockout, and they believe that they'll get it done in the next week. And if they do, I hope they don't, but if they do, why do they always wait to the last second? Kind of like you showing up at the radio show, Matt.
I was on time.
Well, I know that it's on time. So, yeah, if they get this done next week, pitchers and catchers report next week, everything stays on time. But what has changed over the last 3 months? Why couldn't they get the deal done if they even do get it done? Why couldn't they have gotten it done last year?
I think it's about egos. I really do.
I think it's about leverage. I think it's leverage.
Leverage and egos.
Yeah, you drag it out, you get more time, the owners can't make money, the stadium, they have obligations to cities and municipalities for rental space. Like, you know, so the more the long out goes, the more it hurts the owner. And but the owner pays the paycheck. So they don't, you know, then eventually the leverage switches to the other side where the players don't make it pay. So I think it's just a bunch of grown men playing childish games.
I just found it funny that I used the analogy with you coming late and Leslie answers with the start with egos. So it was just funny. I just found it funny.
Listen, I wasn't late. I was here on time. Now, I know some people, if you're 15 minutes early, you're on time or something. Is there some kind of cliche, like, you know, if you're on time, you're late or something?
Well, you know, that was... the former Jaguar and former Giant coach, I can't think of his name, but he would always say, if you're 10 minutes early, you're late. So he would find players, okay, say that the meeting was at 6. If they were there at 4:50, they would get fined.
Oh, that's funny. So he wanted them there 15 minutes early.
Pretty much.
Interesting.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it rolled that way, which was kind of funny. Well, our top of the hour, our start of today is about ready to get started. Of course, he's doing his own TikTok. He's doing his own, like only Bruce can do. Bruce Buffer standing right behind us.
Bruce Buffer in the building. Mike
is right around the corner, so hopefully we may grab Mike as well.
Why didn't you have him do the intro to the show? Well, he's got the voice for it.
Well, that's called Cameo. That's called Cameo. So, and the king of Cameo. I'm just waiting until he looks up to see that it's me. Does he?
And how about one of our favorite hockey players. Marty St. Louis going to be coaching the Canadiens. Well, how about that? Yeah.
As well as he should.
I'm excited about that. Excited about it.
See, you didn't even say that on the radio.
Yeah.
You say that on the radio. That's classic.
Yeah.
I would have loved it. So we'll start it all over.
If you're going to rip on Randy, you got to do it on air.
There's your headset.
Oh, it came through. We heard it. We all heard it.
Did you hear him say it?
We heard it. I was like, oh, you stuck me on Randy?
That's awesome.
How can you not understand the voice of Bruce Buffer? I mean, it's everybody knows who said it.
You want longer? Well, okay. Okay, all right. Hey, Bruce, how are you? Not too bad. I wish everybody in the world would have heard what you said, because to me that is absolutely awesome. So I've known you an extremely long time. You know, I'm not sure that's coming out right. There we go. For the first time, I went to your Wikipedia. You know, and I looked up stuff that I didn't know. Like, I was born in Philly. I didn't know that you lived in Philly.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I wasn't born there.
Right,
you know,
right.
But that's my hometown.
Right.
You know, I know I support the Raiders and love what I do for them, but I mean, Eagles forever, you know.
How about the rest of the team? See, I'm not an Eagle, but I'm a Philly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big Philly fan.
Oh, no, Philly, all the way through. Sixers, you know, Phillies, you name it.
So
Flyers.
I like them all but the Eagles because, you know, we're based in Tampa, obviously, the Tampa-Philly, you know, hatred. How are you, first of all? How's everything going?
Everything's great. You know, just busy as heck. UFC keeps me very busy. UFC had one of its biggest years, if not its biggest year, last year. I've been working in all the products that are coming out. My award-winning Puncher's Chance bourbon has now won 6 gold medals.
Really?
Yeah, it's... considered one of the highest rated, fastest selling bourbons in America. And the Bourbon Spectator actually voted us the top 5 sipping bourbons in America.
And still playing poker.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go, actually, March 3rd, I'm going into Vegas before the Masvidal fight on the 5th. And Poker After Dark has a big poker tournament they're having where we're all going to put up $5,000 each. And I'm going to play the top pros like Helmuth and Tom Dwan.
Oh, very cool.
It's a one-day tourney, but there's a $400,000 prize pool. I have not played live poker but one time in over 2 years because of COVID.
Right.
So, you know, I've got all the protection I need. I'm going to go in and play it and win it.
A lot of things to talk to, and Beth's already telling me that you're full schedule, so I'll get to as many things as I can as I can.
All good.
As a Raider, you know, now a fan of the Raiders, give me your thoughts. Rich Bisaccia was a friend of mine, is a friend of mine, you know, coached in Tampa. He played college ball with my brother-in-law, so it shows how small the world is. What was your thoughts on how Rich did, and is the city of Vegas happy, upset, 50-50?
I think the city of Vegas is very happy because when you think about it, you know, the Knights came into town, the WNBA was already there, the UFC is already there, of course, boxing. You know, that's the sports town that it was. But let's face it, you know, the Raiders coming to Vegas, Allegiant Stadium, it wasn't, as the first game, the hottest NFL ticket, and you know, to get out of all the teams, it was the hottest sought-after ticket. Yes, they had their ups and downs this year, but they did make the playoffs. I think that Vegas is very happy they have the team. Obviously, they'll be very happy when the team goes further.
Sure, sure.
And hopefully doesn't go through the trials and tribulations that it went through this year. You know, some of the ridiculous antics by a couple of the players.
Sure.
You know, horrifically, I'm sorry to say. And some people might say maybe that's what happened because the team came to Vegas and you got Vegas influence, right?
Right.
No.
Sin City.
Stupid is a stupid does.
Right. Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. And I hate when they blame, you know, things like that. But I was excited when the Raiders went there.
Absolutely. I was too because I talked to them 2 years before when they were playing my voice where I didn't give them authorization, and that's how we met.
Really?
And then, you know, we came to an agreement very pleasantly so. And they said, well, get to Vegas. We'd love for you to appear. And I'm like, I'm your Huckleberry. Here I am. I'm ready to go. You
right.
Know? And I called them in the summertime. They go, we were just about to call you. So it's a synergy. It's a match made in heaven. I love working with the Raider organization. They're awesome.
You know, when fans travel, which they do, especially in the NFL, like the fans travel with the UFC, where do you want to go see your home team, your favorite team play? You don't care who they're playing. You want to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much more to do when you have. Exactly. It goes without saying.
Talk about your career at the UFC. It's years. And years. I don't know the exact number, but
I just celebrated my 25th year anniversary.
Crazy.
Wow.
And my first UFC was February 16th, 1996, in Bayamon, Puerto Rico, right? UFC 8. And I actually managed a fighter into that named Scott the Pitbull Ferrazzo.
Right, right.
And I did that purposely. I was not interested in being a fight manager, all right? I just knew, dealing with Robert Meyerowitz back then, the then owner, that they fly the manager down. They get him there, right? So I had a whole ploy. I put a tuxedo in a bag, and I convinced him to let me announce the prelims, which I did. And then I thought maybe they'll hire me now because I had my brother do it and I couldn't keep him in the organization.
You mean the brother that was sitting right over there?
Yeah, that Rumble guy. Where is that guy?
He was just sitting at that table right there.
Yeah, the great legendary Michael Buffer.
Right.
You know, we've worked together. I've been his manager for 30 years. So with that being said, I said, listen, you know, you need a buffer in the octagon. I hope you build a sport. I'll be much more than an announcer. I have media contacts. They won't even go near you, you know, and it fell on deaf ears. And it was a process. I wrote about it in my book, and right now there's some other things in development, so you can see it when it comes out. But it was a year and a half process, and I just worked my way into it. They asked me to be on Friends, and when I was on Friends, I said, look, I feel like a girl waiting to get asked to the prom. I'm going to ask you one more time. I want to be the announcer. I'll help you build this sport. Let's make a deal.
That's
crazy. It was the best poker hand I ever played.
You know, I ask a lot of, whether it's athletes or comedians or musicians, about, you know, you've been doing something a long time. You love what you're doing, but how do you stay up for every single concert? I know you, but I want you to talk about that. It's like day one for you every time.
You hit it right on the head, Randy. Every night I walk out, like I was out last Saturday. I'm coming out again this Saturday for the big show in Houston, UFC 271, which is going to be awesome with Adesanya and Tuivasa and, you know, all them going
out. Lewis, that's going to be a good one. God, have you ever had a shoey?
No.
Okay. And I won't either.
I don't mind if I hold off on that one for a while.
I don't plan on doing that.
Anyway, so every time I walk out, I'm only as good as that night. That's my night to walk out and prove to Dana White, the fans, you, myself, my mom, that I deserve this job. And I'm a kid in a candy store. I can't phone in the way I do it because I put passion on the floor and the way I move. And I don't rehearse, whatever. I feel the energy off the crowd. I go out and do my thing. And I'm so pumped up for Saturday. I actually train for these events. You know, I get an announcer shape. I've been an athlete my whole life. You know me, Randy.
Right, yeah.
And I train seriously. Like, you know, right now I got to go back. I got a two-hour session this afternoon. It's my last training session before I hop on a plane tomorrow.
Do you mentally prepare before you go out?
I'll meditate. I'll have a power breakfast. I'll meditate, you know, before.
What do you meditate on?
I basically, you know, I have a mantra and just put myself into a meditative state and let it just flow and get ready to get out there and clear my head. And just, again, when I walk out, and I mean, I used to walk out and nobody knew who the hell I was. But as soon as I walk out now, you know, it's incredible. The fans are amazing. And it just feeds you. My adrenaline just takes off.
I like to do something fun with guests when they come on. You mentioned Michael earlier. I like to look up the top three Googles. Like what people are asking about you.
Oh, really?
On Google. Yeah. Here's the top three. This is fun.
I never ever heard this.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So number one, how much does Bruce Buffer make per fight?
I do very well.
I know you do very well.
I hate those questions.
I know, but it's so fun because it says like 50 grand per fight.
They say 50, 100,000.
100,000, yeah, that's what it's got.
They say my brother a million. It's like he'd be on the cover of Forbes, okay?
It's so fun, and sometimes they're so off. And then the second one is, are Michael and Bruce brothers? That's number two.
Yes, we are. We're half brothers. We have the same father.
Half brothers, yeah, there you go.
So you're known, and we've talked about this, the famous 360.
Yeah.
And we know
What was the third question?
I tried to get off it. You did.
The third one is, how did you become so rich? That's the third one on here. They want to know how.
You wanted the question.
It's called, you know, realize what you're passionate about, monetize your passion. And I always say work smart. Because people might say, oh, I worked 12 hours today. I worked so hard. Oh, well, what did you accomplish? When I ran companies, as I do now, I give an employee a four-hour job and say, do it because you're an eight-hour shift, and they take 8 hours. Or I could say, look, here's an eight-hour job. You got 4 hours to get it done, and they get it done in four, okay? You either want to – you work smart, not hard. You work smart. We all work hard.
Good advice.
But work smart.
Hey Bruce, I have a question. I'm tuning in from the home station here in Clearwater at Tantalk Studios. Like, what do you do with the jackets? Do you collect them? Do you save them? Do you auction them for charities? Like, you know, and what's the most valuable or memorabilia that you have in your possession?
Okay, I'm a big collector of memorabilia, sports, movie, vintage movie posters, and guns and artifacts, right? Historic guns and artifacts. I know how the collector's market. So the cards I hold in my hand have sold for up to $4,000, the simple cards I have in my hand. They average about 200 or more each for, you know, lesser names or 1,000, whatever. The suits, my tailors exclusively are in Toronto, Canada, called My King and Bay. Just go to mykingandbay.com or at My King and Bay on Instagram. The suits are made special. We search out and find raw jacquard silk. They get it in, They may have enough to make only one jacket. And the times they've been able to make two, we've auctioned off two or three jackets that have sold for $8,000 to $10,000, and we get partial proceeds to charities. I keep all the jackets because, A, I'll wear them again, you know, go back. I could wear them maybe twice in a year or once every year, other year. And they just line up in my closet. When I go back with one, I put it at the end of the row. Works its way to the front.
Back to the front.
But I have new ones made all the time. And, yes, they are collector's items. I would say those jackets, all of them, on eBay would go for anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 or more.
Speaking of collector's items.
Again, they're one of a kind.
Yep. Yes. Speaking of collector's items, and you may or may not remember this, but I believe I have one of the first cards you've ever given away.
Wow. Did I sign it for you?
No. You came out of the ring. You handed it to me. You said, here, this is for you.
You're so lucky, Randy. I would never do that today.
It was a Matt Hughes GSP.
Oh, my God. I gave you that card?
Yeah. And you know where it is? It's in a safe deposit box.
Randy, if you ever want to bring it to me a sign, that's a valuable card.
No, it meant so much that you gave that to me. I was in the front row, obviously, media.
It meant so much to me, too. I'm figuring what kind of idiot was
that.
Great
things, Randy. You still have it.
No, I do have
Randy
it.
Randy is sentimental.
Awesome, Randy. That's awesome.
Sentimental over
we were trying to set up something. You know, Mike is right around the corner. He was going to walk over. Beth's saying it's time to go, so I'm going to let you go. But give me your prediction. Who's going to win on Sunday?
May the best man win. I'm an equal opportunity announcer. You're talking about Adesanya and Whitaker. I hear Whitaker is a beast right now in incredible shape. We know how Adesanya is. That's going to be a battle for it all. Obviously, Adesanya's on his way to being one of the GOATs. Whitaker, obviously, just the powerhouse in himself. Anybody can win. Then you got Tui Vasa and you got Derek Lewis, and honestly, it's called Tim Burr. Who's going to go down?
I can't wait for that fight.
I don't think any of us can wait. I can't wait to announce it. I've noticed I stopped jumping, but I notice I'm jumping now and stuff because I don't know what I'm going to do till I do it. But I'm so excited for this fight. Again, I'm a kid in a candy store. I love what I get to do.
Where's your bobblehead at your house?
In my poker room.
Okay.
On my desk where I work.
And mine of you is at the studio. I don't want to get yelled at by Beth.
That MMA
I love
bobblehead.
Beth.
they are some of the finest.
Davis.
He's coming out with a new one that spins 360 degrees.
Really?
Always coming out of
it. Oh, that's awesome, Bruce. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Your time. I will see you Saturday in Houston.
One last thing, Randy. My award-winning bourbon, Puncher's Chance Bourbon, is for sale down in Florida all over. Winn-Dixie stores, okay. You name it. We've got 6 gold medals we've won for this. It's the finest, highest rated, one of the fast-selling new bourbons in America. And they just got voted by Bourbon Spectator as the top 5 sipping bourbon in America.
I'm going to say on air right now something I have never done. I've never had bourbon. I don't drink. I don't like it. I will go try it when I get home.
I appreciate it. People said try it.
Tennessee whiskey, too.
What's that?
Tennessee whiskey.
All right.
Yep.
We got to hit a break. We got to let Bruce get out of here. We will be right back coming to you live from Radio Row.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The biggest bare knuckle event ever, Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, live on pay-per-view. Featuring the highly anticipated debut of Paige VanZant against bare knuckle veteran Britton Hart. Plus, brutal Johnny Bedford defends his 135-pound title against the undefeated Dat Nguyen. And Chris the Crippler Lieben returns to face Quentin Henry. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship presents Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding. February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast, Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center your home base as well.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's odd, S-O-X, official.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Bill Rancic from The Apprentice, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, and you're fired.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live on a Thursday from L.A., covering the Super Bowl 56 coming up on Sunday. Checking back in with Randy and Leslie, who are on Media Row. What's going on out there, guys?
Well, once again, we also want to throw out a big thank you to Mike, Jim, and Tommy from King and the Cop. This will be their time moving forward. Welcome them to the network. I've known Mike a long, long time. Had some UFC ties, so that's beautiful. Kind of cool having Bruce Buffer. Chuck Liddell was in line waiting to get his guest pass. He is en route. I believe we will have another Buffer here momentarily. So that'll be definitely cool as well. And who knows? We may even talk a little bit about this game on Sunday.
No, and I wanted to get I want to carry his Puncher's bourbon at the restaurant. So Chris Lights Out Lytle also has a bourbon. So we'll just carry all bourbons from MMA community.
From the combat world. But let me ask you a question then, and I know this is going to sound stupid. How do you drink it?
Hold on a second.
Do you drink it straight up? Do you drink it on the rocks? Do you drink it like how I did that?
Well, I did like how you did, Randy. This is how Randy drinks it. You've got to pretty much hide your wallet if you're going to drink it. It's $125 for the Puncher's Chance. The D12 Distance 12-year-old bourbon whiskey. Sounds amazing.
Well, since Chuck Liddell is en route, I would say you drink it over ice.
Or Kentucky. Yeah, that's how you do it. That's exactly how you do it. Growing up in Nashville, Tennessee, all we had pretty much was either Kentucky Wild or Jack Daniels back in the 80s.
I think this will be a very first that this has happened. Back-to-back guests. We'll wait till our next guest puts his headset. This is how I'm going to introduce him. Back-to-back guests. Yeah. Is that all right? No, it's not live. No. Is that okay? Or So this is the first time, mystery guest, that I... back-to-back guests are brothers.
Yep. Oh,
as, how about that? As Bruce just left.
Oh, God. I didn't even know. Somebody said he was here. I didn't even know. We haven't talked yesterday.
We were trying to stall long enough so that you could get here and kind of say hi and all that. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
Not too bad. You were on my show many, 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 many years ago. Mm-hmm. And then once I became friends with Bruce, it's kind of an ongoing story. What's new? What's going on in your life now?
Just trying to stay healthy like everyone else and enjoying the upcoming Super Bowl. I'm looking forward to that.
Who's your pick?
I've done quite a few Rams games that like to just do the kickoff, and Bruce has been enjoying the Las Vegas Raiders.
Right.
And, so it's something we do. A lot of fans, of course, associate me with boxing, but through the years, I've been blessed to do Indy 500, NASCAR, and World Series, Stanley Cup games, NBA Finals, and a lot of teams in the NFL.
What's the strangest, you know, that you've done? You know, whether it's like a grand opening at a grocery store, is there one that kind of sticks out?
A few bar mitzvahs.
Oh, okay.
And the strangest one was doing an evangelical church where I introduced the devil. No. But that was
now you were with Triad as well.
Yes, mm-hmm. Triller, Triad Combat. It's Triller has put together an event where the it sort of levels the playing field between MMA fighters and boxers, and we get to see some of these guys face each other where it's not just one-sided to one, you know, so it
sure
works out.
I know my buddy Mike Perry fought in the last one. I believe it was in Texas. How much do you like, you know, going to those events that are a little bit different? You're used to boxing.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously your brother MMA, and like you said, it's kind of closes the gap. Do you like that? Do you enjoy that?
I enjoy it because we've had good turnout with the fans. And for me, what I do, it kind of like really is my part of the event is getting the fans involved, you know, with a little bit of emotion and excitement. So I like doing that. I like that part of it.
Now, have you and Bruce have private poker games?
Bruce is the poker guy.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have the patience for poker or gambling.
Do you ever play him?
I don't play at all. I don't gamble. I don't play. But he is
not in the blood.
He's like a internationally ranked
right
poker player. So he knows what he's doing. I don't have the patience for it at all.
What do you have the patience for? What do you do to, like, just relax and kick back when you're not, you know, performing?
Binging on Ozark or something like that on Netflix, but especially now with COVID, COVID.
Sure.
You know, we've all probably learned to stay at home a little bit more, and it's tough to go out there and enjoy yourself in a restaurant and everything.
That's a phenomenal show, isn't it? Ozark.
Which one? Oh my God! Yeah, we just finished that baby off in 2 nights.
The
latest
whole thing,
season.
Huh? The
yeah,
newest one?
Sure.
Now Bruce said, you know, everything he goes through, the training that he does, and you know, all of his antics with the 360 and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you do all that stuff as well, or?
Well,
I know you don't jump around and do 360s.
I'm quite a bit older than right. Bruce. I'll be 78 this year, and so with me, it's elliptical and put the iPad on there and maybe watch Peaky Blinders or something and. Dumbbells and all. Bruce is like in phenomenal physical condition. He works out all the time. He always has every day.
Tell the story how you two, you know, met up, if you can do that real quick.
Real quick, I was my biological mom and dad were teenagers that got married during World War II. He was in the Navy, sailed off on the USS Bennington, an aircraft carrier in 1944. And just after I was born, and at the age of 11 months, I went to live with foster parents while my mom was a working mom, and you know, and he wasn't quite out of the Navy yet. And when they got back together again in their as a couple of 20-year-olds, they didn't even know each other, and so that marriage ended.
Sure,
I was blessed with being raised by the same family. Till I was 20 years old, went in the Army for 3 years, and my room was still there when I got back. So, you know, it's just a lucky break. The irony is, as a foster child, I was raised under their name. Graduated from high school, Social Security, and everything under the name of Huber, H-U-B-E-R. So when I went in the Army, of course, they check your birth certificate out to make sure you're not a Russian spy in 1965. Right. And they said, well, your name is Buffer. I'm like, well, I knew that. And I said, well, okay. You know, I mean, it's the way it goes. So for 3 years, I was Michael Buffer, came out of the Army, kept the Buffer name. And otherwise, we never even would have hooked up. And then years later, Bruce saw me on TV and thought, I think I'm related. Who is that guy? You know, and eventually we got together.
Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank
Great
you.
Seeing you again, and enjoy the circus that is Radio
Rock. All right. Don't forget, Triller. This is Jen.
Hey, Jen.
All right.
I will be at the next event. I'm going to start covering them again.
Yeah,
I was at the
great.
First one, but I'm going to start doing it again.
Very good.
I talked to you 2 years ago at Radio Row in Miami, and then I called Bruce right away and said, hey, guess who I'm standing here with? Enjoy Radio Row.
Good
Hope
to see
you again
Take
soon.
Care.
All right. We're going to go throwing it back to you and then hitting the break, coming to you live from Radio Row here in Los Angeles.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The biggest bare knuckle event ever, Knuckle Mania 2. It's a grudge match as Mike Perry takes on Julian Lane. Also, Luis Palomino defends his title against the hard-hitting Martin Smash Brown. And Christine Faria knuckles up with Bret Hart for the second time. This time, it's for the first ever women's flyweight title. Plus, Chad Mendez makes his highly anticipated debut against BKFC vet Fames. Saturday, February 19th, only on Bare Knuckle TV. Download it at BKFC.com.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center your home base as well.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bernie Williams from the Yankees, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And this is Knockout Radio, coming to you live with a special broadcast on a Thursday afternoon from the Super Bowl 56 live in L.A. Randy, Leslie, what's going on? You guys just talked to two of the most famous brothers on Earth, but are they more famous than Orville or Wilbur Wright?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say.
Because nobody knows who Orville and Wilbur's popcorn company is anymore.
No, the airplane guys, like the,
the flight gentlemen. Yeah, they pretty much invented flight.
More famous than Cain and Abel?
Young. They don't care anymore. Like all these youngins, they don't care.
What about Cain and Abel? Cain and Abel, like more famous than...
Cain and Abel.
Who's that?
Oh, my God.
The most original brothers ever.
It's the Bible.
The originals.
Cain is even from the Jewish Bible.
Whatever.
I think Michael Buffer announced the birth. Like, Michael Buffer was there when they announced the birth of Cain and Abel.
I wouldn't know anything. But more importantly, it appears like Chuck Liddell may not even be on the show today.
What?
As he is in line to get a pass, and it is 150 deep.
I need an ice barrel from that guy. Like, make sure you get him in line. I need to talk to him.
Normally, when you show up to something like this, and I'll tell you a very legendary story. So Matt Hughes is going to fight Carlos Newton in London. And, you know, we went to go do the broadcast, and we were out there the whole time. And we went to the Tower of London. And the line was probably 500 people deep.
To the Tower of London?
To get into the tower. Isn't that where the jewels and stuff are?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So,
and the torture chamber.
Being me, I went to the front, and I went to talk to the guy with the big red funny hat.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, listen, we have the UFC welterweight champion in line, and he needs to get back, you know, for some media and training. But he really would like to come through. And the guy goes, well, that's not legal here. And I said, no, it is legal. And Saturday night at Royal Albert Hall, blah, 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 blah. He goes, you bring that champion up here, Docs.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to hear what happens.
Well, no, so I brought him up, and they ushered us in.
Did they?
They said, you know, you can pick any two pieces of jewelry to take home.
Right.
No, they didn't. But what I'm implying is it's a whole lot different here because there's a lot of Chuck Liddells in line, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So there,
well, not the.
It was just a lot of people with bad teeth.
Yeah.
You know, now. I stole that from somebody.
You probably stole it from me. Oh, I used to live in England. Oh. You know what's nice about the Tower of London? They will give you a veteran discount, even if you are an American veteran.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so apparently they're still not upset about old 1776 and stuff. And they're like, okay, we beat their butts. 1812, too. They let me.
I wonder if they have a jewel replacement program. So when the BKFC belts get stolen or the jewels are removed from the championship belt, they'll just replace them.
Well, I have been told, and you know, the one thing the great Wes Sims always said, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. So I don't know if this is true, but I was told a lot, not all, but a lot of the jewels that are there are fake, and that the real ones have either been sold off or in hiding or whatever. Not all, but that's what I've been told. Allegedly, air quotes.
I wouldn't be surprised if some of them were real and then some of them were somewhere else, just for security reasons, just because the world is so much bigger now than it was, say, even 20, 30 years ago. But I will tell you this, it's interesting about the tower and the jewels, is that the reason that the Tower of London is still there and looks pretty good and pretty original, even the White Tower from many, many, many thousands and thousands of years ago.
Why is race gotta be
is there? It's called the White Tower. It's, I don't know, the dawn of, it is the dawn of Anglican.
I'm offended. Exactly. I'm offended.
It is the dawn of Anglican. So anyways, Hitler did not want to bomb the tower because he knew that the jewels were there. So that is why it was spared. Yes, he told his military, do not bomb that. In a lot of different museums, because, you know, London was just annihilated in the bombings in World War II from the Germans, but that was one of the places that remained. Thank goodness, because it's the history there is just unbelievable. It's American history, too.
Oh, yeah, thank goodness. Kill Jews, but save the Jews.
Randy, who was the UFC fighter that wanted to bring Hitler to dinner with him as his four fantasy pick for the dinner that he could sit down and talk to?
I don't remember. I don't remember which Buccaneer said it as well.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right. You know, one of the questions that I'd like...
Why? So you can poison his food?
No. You know, one of the questions that I'd like to ask is, you know, and I could even ask you if you'd like, but, you know, you can bring four people to dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious. It can't be, and I normally say, you know, fighters from the gym or whatever. So when I asked one of the Buccaneers, Hitler was one of the four. And my first thing is, you know, I'm Jewish. And he goes, no, I would really like to have gotten in his head and what was wrong with you and why did you go this way? And so it made sense. You know, it's like, you know, anybody evil, you know, maybe somebody would want to, you know, who was the moron from Florida that got it?
Hashtag Florida man, that guy?
No, you know, he was doing all the murdering and
Ted Bundy?
Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't want to ever meet him. I wouldn't want to meet him. But, you know, yeah, it would be nice to sit down and just say, what was wrong with you? Why did you go the direction that you did?
Apparently, he didn't think anything was wrong with him. He was brilliant, too. Mass murderer. You know, at least Jeffrey Dahmer ponied up and was like, look, I'm messed up in the head. Like, he knew it. Ted Bundy was still trying to manipulate until the very end, you know, saying, hey, I know where other bodies are. Keep me alive a little longer. And they're like, we don't care. You're gone. Bye.
So, speaking of...
So, but wait, for who are your four people? I want to know.
Matt, you got something to...
Well, now, this is your question. This is your question, Big Dog. You got it? Come on,
no,
Randy. Randy would pick Rocky. I mean, it would be like John Rambo. You know, it's all characters that Rambo played, or Sylvester Stallone, and then three characters from his movies.
Now, first of all, you know, to correct you both,
okay.
It's living or passed away, real or fictitious.
Oh.
And I've always said fictitious because, you know, Daffy Duck, maybe somebody wants to meet or whatever. But yes, one of my four would be Rocky Balboa.
Hmm.
Now, John Rambo was cool, and I would maybe want to break bread with him, but I wouldn't want to use one of my four picks on John Rambo. The problem with going with just Sylvester Stallone is he may bring up Throw Mama from the Train, and I really don't want to talk about that. I only want to talk about Rocky Balboa. You don't have to think about it. You know, Rocky would definitely be one of the four. Maybe Freddie Mercury.
Hmm.
You know, I'm not a big history guy, so I don't really care as much. You know, George Washington, maybe to look at the wooden teeth.
Right.
You know, I don't know. But I would probably go more Elvis Presley, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Elvis. You know, no question about that one. Elvis is on my list. How interesting. And I bet it would just be an incredibly charming, fun evening with Elvis Presley.
Well, it would be, and then it would maybe get out of hand because I would want 20 years ago Shania Twain as well. So, yeah, with Elvis and Shania Twain there, it might
get... Shania Twain.
I love Shania Twain.
Is that right? Hmm.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just didn't pick you as a Shania Twain fan.
I'm a big Shania Twain.
Yeah? And man, I feel like a woman.
I don't sing that song. Man, I don't feel like a woman. But Twain throw out to my very good friend, and I don't know if I ever told you this, Matt, but we went to see Shania Twain in Tampa. It was at whatever the arena was called at the time. And I don't know where, there he is back there, where Steve went. But the drummer was wearing a Michael Pittman Buccaneer jersey.
Wow.
What are the odds?
There might be something there.
I met her husband in my restaurant like 2 years ago.
Which one? The first one?
The X one?
The AC/DC guy?
No, the new one.
Oh, the current one.
Yeah, the current one.
She was married to the producer. Mutt Lang.
Right, right.
Mutt Lang was of AC/DC.
Because when you said that, you know, I know the singer.
Yeah.
Who lives in Sarasota. He's like 4 foot nothing. And I'm thinking that might not, you know, I didn't think that's where, but Mutt Lang, I don't know about that one either. So what was the special last night over at Tournament de Pizza?
My chef made us pasta dish. I don't even know what it's called, but it was amazing. The pasta, chef salad. Today he's doing meatball sliders. Like, it's growing, man. It's growing. I got a 30 top coming tonight at 6:30. So we are doing some business.
I tried to get Randy to eat some vegetarian pizza the other day, and he snubbed me.
Yeah. Shocking, right, Matt?
Not going to happen. No.
We'll try to stay on schedule as much as possible. You think about what's up next. At the top of the hour, Bob Golic. We can talk a little Saved by the Bell.
Oh, wow. That'll be fun.
You know what Screech was like? We'll do that after this short break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, the Hyatt House at Anaheim, and, of course, Odd Sock Official. We'll be right back.
Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Free to raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center, your home base as well.
Biggest bare knuckle event ever, Knuckle Mania 2. It's a grudge match as Mike Perry takes on Julian Lane. Also, Luis Palomino defends his title against the hard-hitting Martin Smash Brown. And Christine Faria knuckles up with Bret Hart for the second time. This time, it's for the first ever women's flyweight title. Plus, Chad Mendez makes his highly anticipated debut against BKFC vet Fames. Saturday, February 19th, only on Bare Knuckle TV. Download it at BKFC.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Mark Duper from the Miami Dolphins. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live on this special edition Thursday afternoon from Media Row in Los Angeles ahead of Super Bowl 56. Randy and Leslie on deck. What's going on out there?
On deck? No, we're up. On deck means next.
You're next. You're up. No. Get up there.
Now, Bill Goldberg says you're next. You know, he just got in the face of Roman Reigns the other night, and he said, "You're next." I don't know if that made sense to anybody, you know, any other wrestling people. Chuck Liddell is about 10 minutes away from getting his credential.
He's on deck.
On deck.
No, Bob Goley. On deck.
That's right, yeah. Okay, so he's on deck.
What do you say behind? What's behind the on-deck circle? Like, what's the guy who's getting ready to get into the circle? Like, what's that position called?
That would be the three-hole.
The three-hole? Oh, because in hockey, it's five-hole. If it goes through the middle, right?
He's the three-hole because you got the guy up. The guy on deck is second.
Yeah.
And then the three-hole.
That's Liddell right now.
And then in hockey, it's a five-goal.
That's true. You know what? It's starting to get a little bit busier.
It is.
We're seeing more people.
It is.
Good. We just who just passed by? Eric, was that?
That would be Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk.
Maybe you've heard of him.
Yeah, you know.
Warren Moon sitting to our left.
Yeah, we've got. So people are really starting to come here, which is nice. I'm still mad about Randy blowing Carson Palmer yesterday, but I'll.
Whoa! What's going on there in L.A.? What kind of program is this?
Oh my God. Yes. No, I catch everything. That's amazing. But it is so different. It's not quite like years past, Matt. It's not quite. You know what it really looks like right now? I'm going to say it probably looks like a Tuesday, maybe early morning Wednesday of us Radio Row down in Miami.
I would agree with that. I think tomorrow is going to be our big day.
Well, yeah, and it normally is because, you know, the celebrities come in for the parties and all that kind of stuff. You know, they bring the Lear jets in, and they'll be landing, you know, early tomorrow, tomorrow afternoon. So, yeah, tomorrow should be packed. We're going to also tape some stuff, which will be very, very cool. Did I tell you where the media party is?
No.
Okay. First and foremost, my disclosure, I apologize up front because I hate when media are like, you know, we get – free beer, or we get, and I remember some putts when the Final Four was in St. Pete was pissed about the type of beer that was in the media room.
You're kidding.
Yeah, which is like, well, it's like when I give away stuff and I have tickets to a game, and you know what the first question is?
Where are the seats?
Where are the seats?
Wow.
And then I write their name down as they are never eligible to win ever again. So it kind of bothers me. But years past, in Miami, it was at the Cruise Pier, correct?
Yeah, is it the pier?
In Atlanta, it was at
the Aquarium.
Correct. In years past, where I almost killed John Robinson, it was at Ybor.
Yeah.
It was at the dog track in Miami. Ironically, it's funny, because the one in Miami that was at the dog track or the racetrack, I was talking to Chuck about bringing him to St. Pete, and he came to the gym and all that kind of stuff. Well, normally it's early in the week. It is Friday night. It's some really minor league park, which I think will still be cool, because that minor league park is called Universal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, they're actually closing it down.
Shutting it down.
Shutting it down. So they're just going to have media there for between 7 p.m. and 11. And we get the opportunity
to eat
and to drink while we're on the rides.
What, Matt?
So now my question is, and I've never been to Disneyland. I've been to Disney World. But are they mirrored? Like, I didn't know there was a Universal in like Disneyland. Are they identical? Like, is it like a franchise where if you go to one Walmart, it's like the same every Walmart?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're trying to say the Universal in L.A. compared to the Universal in Orlando.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Are they the same? Like, is there Epcot? Do they have all the different like features, like SeaWorld? Like, is it mirrored? Is it the same Disney, like, you know, just two locations?
It's very, very similar. There are a few different ride kind of things. I've been told, obviously, that Disneyland is nowhere near the size of Disney World.
Right.
You know, Disney World has, you know, all those parks as well. But, you know, some of the stuff is same. You know, Cinderella looks basically the same no matter where
Universal
you are.
Universal Studios, I back in the 80s and 90s when I was an actress, I filmed a movie there. Actually part of Edward Scissorhands, which came to Tampa, I was in that, but I got scissored out. But I shot a movie with Morgan Fairchild, and we were on the back lot at Universal in Orlando, and it's very similar. Very similar. Sometimes there's a little bit of different rides in the one in Los Angeles versus the one in Orlando, but they're similar. Now, we don't have Six Flags. That's out there in L.A. Also, L.A. had a really cool place called Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, I've been there.
My favorite, and it's like a Western-type theme. And they don't have Busch Gardens, so there's differences, if that's what you mean. But as far as Disney World, Disneyland, it's really it's a size difference. It's just much, much smaller over in Los Angeles. But it's the original, you know, so that's kind of cool because you feel like you're stepping back in time.
Don't try to take away from our limelight.
Not you.
No, I'm saying Knucklehead back there, because you're going to Universal.
It's fine.
We're going to Universal. It's because Matt can't go. He doesn't have to pull us down.
And we're allowed to buy tickets at a low rate for three other people, which I thought was very generous.
Yeah, the low rate is $75.
I can drive an hour to Disney World and have access to ESPN Wild World of Sports Complex, Typhoon Lagoon, Blizzard Beach, Disney Springs, Disney Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, Epcot. Like, obviously, Florida's winning in this head-to-head battle.
All right, fortunately, we only have about 2 minutes till the top of the hour, so I'm going to turn it over to the two of you knuckleheads. So I'm going to let Leslie Lacey tell you what she tried to make me eat yesterday. Where do you hear this one?
Look, I was Randy, you need to branch out, man. Like, there's other types of food out there besides Pink's hot dogs in L.A.
Meat. Okay? Meat. So when I die, they're going to do the autopsy, and I'm going to be loaded with bacon.
I tell you what, we went to a pizza place, okay? And it looked phenomenal. And there was a vegetarian pizza on the menu. I mean, it was loaded with all kinds of different things. So I figured, come on, Randy, at least try it. All I got was no.
Matt, it was awful. Not only awful looking, but it was disgusting.
Leslie, please don't let Randy eat any junk food. Like, all those veggies are so much carbohydrates. He doesn't need all that junk in his body. Let him eat the meat. Let him eat the keto. Let him stay like a paleo diet. He'll be fine.
Meat
So Matt, take a breath so you can hear about yesterday's lunch.
I tell them that where we're located, as you know, I used to live here in L.A., and I used to report downtown, so I still know the area very well. And I'm like, look, we're right by Koreatown, okay? And Korean food is amazing, and it's really unique. It's a unique experience. They bring out all kinds of different side dishes, kimchi this, kimchi that, seaweed, bizarre stuff. And so I thought, let's go. So I talk Randy into it.
They brought these things of chum chum doom and names I've never heard. None of it was meat.
Yeah, but they have the black rice, and that Randy, Korean black rice with a fried egg is off the charts.
He ordered the one thing basically that didn't have meat.
Right.
Then after looking at me, he ordered what I ordered, which is bulgogi.
The best part, and I know we only have about 30 seconds left, was that she was probably the owner, and she was probably also the chef and the waitress.
We're the only ones in the entire place, and we had to show our vaccination card to get in.
She treated us like she was our grandmother, and I think, I'm pretty sure, that she wiped John Robinson's lips, his face, at least six times.
She was in there.
All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Chuck Liddell en route. We'll be talking to him, Bob Golic, Bill Romanowski, tons of stuff in hour number two. Live from Radio Row, this is Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you.
8-Man Work Strong today, is not simply about today. The biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.